You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
There from Dr. Giles Fraser. Morning, Giles.
Morning, Jim. There's a bit in the latest Tom Stoppard play at the National Theatre in which an atheistic scientist dismisses Raphael's famous Madonna and Child painting as woman maximising gene survival. There is no such thing as altruism, he insists. All human behaviour, indeed all animal behaviour, is fundamentally self-interested. Genes exist only to maximise their chances of survival and reproduction. But there's an obvious problem with this familiar hypothesis. On Saturday, a terrible earthquake occurred in Nepal. Thousands died and many more have been made homeless. In response, throughout this week, people have been donating money to an emergency relief fund, giving generously to support people they have never met and for a place that most of us have never visited. If all our behaviour is a version of self-interest, why on earth do we do this? Back in 1964, William Hamilton came up with an explanation called kin selection. He argued that altruism is consistent with the belief that genes are programmed for their own benefit, when altruistic behaviour is aimed towards those who are genetically similar to us, to members of our own family, for instance. In such circumstances, though we may make an individual sacrifice, we can also be furthering the reproductive chances of our own gene pool, and that's what really matters. But I don't have any Nepalese relatives. Indeed, I don't think I even know anyone from Nepal. Moreover, some people give their money for the care of animals, and I fail to see how this can be a way of maximising the chances of the donor's genetic group. Later in the 1970s, another evolutionary biologist came up with the idea that we behave altruistically because it maximises the chances of others behaving the same way towards us. It's a sort of tit-for-tat arrangement. But the Nepalese people are amongst the poorest in the world. I don't suspect they'd have much money to offer if an earthquake happened here. And yet, still we give. But Stoppard's play, The Hard Problem, makes a religious character the central advocate for altruism, and I wish he hadn't done that. For despite the fact that most of the world's religious traditions stress the importance of putting others first, morality does not rely upon God. Indeed, doing good simply for the sake of some postponed heavenly benefit would be to undermine altruism and not to support it. Goodness should be its own reward. Which is why there's no fight here between science and religion. Quote, "Let us try to teach generosity and altruism because we are born selfish." No, this is not St. Augustine on Original Sin. It's Richard Dawkins in The Selfish Gene. And you might be surprised to learn that I agree with him entirely. Biology might fight against altruism, but as Dawkins says, and as our generosity to the people of Nepal clearly demonstrates, our biology doesn't have to win.
Giles Fraser with his thought for the day.